Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Rochester's home. Listen to the sports leader on your smart speaker. Just ask it to play ESPN Rochester, powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL.
All right, you're back in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. This was the week that we found out the Rochester Red Wings would have a new parent club in the Washington Nationals. But how close did we come to losing AAA ball here in Rochester? Kevin Reichert, he's the editor at Ballpark Digest, joining us now. Kevin, your story opened up our eyes to just how close Rochester was to losing a AAA team. How are you, Kevin?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah,
How close?
Yeah, how close, Kevin, do you think?
You know, it all depends on who you ask. You know, in this whole reorganization of minor league baseball, there's a lot of stuff being discussed. There's different agendas. If you had asked one major league team, they would have said, well, we really want it. And other teams would have said, no, we don't want it. So I guess the seriousness depends on where you're coming from. I'm sure the Red Wings people were a little concerned. But in the end, there would have been too many ripples throughout the system for that to happen.
The idea that the Nationals, now, so for folks who aren't familiar, the Nationals were in Fresno 2 years ago. Nobody played in 2020. And that here you had this team, Richmond, and I said this on the air yesterday, Kevin. I've driven by that stadium in Richmond. To me, that's a dump. That is not a you know, facility you would want for AAA. But how serious was Richmond in play to nab the Nationals?
I think the Nationals really wanted to be in Richmond, not because of the ballpark, obviously. And you're right. It is just a concrete monstrosity falling down. But there's plans to build a new one. And I'm sure the Nationals were thinking, boy, just Richmond down the road. What a great situation that would be, both in terms of player access and team marketing. So it was a play for the future. But the reorganization of minor league baseball involves facility stuff. And it would have been really hypocritical for Major League Baseball to allow Richmond to go AAA, given the condition of the ballpark. So the Nats were lobbying for it, which is within their right. But it would have involved the Blue Jays coming to Rochester in AA, which would have meant them leaving Manchester, would have been another team moving into Manchester, and yada, 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 yada. By the time that whole string of events happens, which, you know, no one else really wanted. It was pretty assured that Rochester would be hosting the Nationals.
Kevin, play this out for us here, because we assume that the affiliation agreement between the Red Wings and the Nationals is a 2-year deal, and
No,
it's not a 2-year deal.
10-year deal.
Whoa!
These are long term commitments. These are not your. For one thing, they're not affiliations. The Red Wings will become a licensee of Major League Baseball. So for the National Association will die. And so the Red Wings will become a licensee of Major League Baseball, subject to all its rules, whims, and guiding principles. And so right now they're looking at 10-year affiliation deals.
Wow, that is something we did not know. And when we talked to the general manager Dan Mason of the Red Wings yesterday, he didn't answer the question directly, but I kind of gather that everybody, both in the majors and at the minor league level, Kevin, kind of nervous and jerky about this edict. Hey, be very sensitive here when it comes to this sort of information, because if Rochester is keeping a AAA team, and we know St. Paul is in, and we know Sugar Land is in, who's going to lose a AAA team now, Kevin?
San Antonio and Wichita. San Antonio and Wichita will both shift down to the Texas League. The Twins are slated for Wichita. I'm not entirely sure who's slated for San Antonio at this time. And of course, Jacksonville's moving up to the International League as well.
Right. I was going to just ask you about Jacksonville, and we're hearing also, I believe, Sugarland is another AAA affiliate now of the Astros, correct? What do we know about these situations?
That was announced today. Houston announced that it was buying the Skeeters, and they'll be moving up, replacing Round Rock as Houston's AAA affiliate. Jacksonville, they haven't announced it yet, but they'll be moving up to AAA with as a Marlins affiliate.
So play this out as far as the International League. And a couple of questions here. One, if they're talking about cutting cost and playing regionally, sure, it makes sense for the Marlins to be hooked up with Jacksonville, but Jacksonville in the International League, it's not an easy town to get to. So are we looking at an expanded International League now, or are we going back to the days, Kevin? I remember the days of the American Association where you had three leagues in AAA. Are we headed for perhaps a third? How does this reshuffling all work?
You know, I've heard it both ways. I don't think they've decided yet, or if they have, they're certainly being sort of tight-lipped about it. The real problem isn't the International League necessarily. It's more the Pacific Coast League. And historically, if you go back to when, and you mentioned there used to be the old-time American Association right in the middle of the country. There was talk about reviving a middle-of-the-country circuit, but it sounds like they're just going to let the Pacific Coast League survive and do regional play. And when they first formed the Pacific Coast League, it was all just regional play. It was three divisions, 4 to 5 teams, and it looks like that's where they're going to proceed from now on. And you'll probably see the International League do some sort of regional play as well, focused on that. So it won't be as much different on AAA as you think. And by the way, I'm pretty sure this is the case because Houston today announced Sugarland as a Pacific Coast League team.
Kevin Reichert is the editor at BallparkDigest.com, joining us in the sports bar. Danger Battaglia talking some International League baseball with the news that the Rochester Red Wings are now affiliated with the Washington Nationals. And we heard from Naomi Silver and Dan Mason yesterday, and both of them mentioned that you know, Frontier Field, the home of the Red Wings, is going to have to go through some upgrades here. Some new standards have been set by minor league baseball, mm-hmm. and the ballpark is going to have. And I guess what I was going to ask you about Richmond is, what's to stop Richmond from building a new stadium here when things start to settle down and at the end of the affiliation agreement with the Red Wings and the Nationals, you know, Richmond steps right in knowing that it's the team's preference to have a more regionally located team like Richmond as their AAA affiliate.
There's nothing at all to stop it. You know, this is what happens during the a makeover of the game by Major League Baseball, because they'll make all the rules. And I assume that if Richmond gets a new ballpark, which is not guaranteed as of right now, so let's be a little, mm-hmm. you know, there's no ground being broken anytime soon. Let's put it that way. So but they could come down the pike in 5 years, and the Nationals could lobby Major League Baseball to grant the AAA license to Richmond, and then leaving Rochester sort of to flip spots. I mean, there's no guarantees. This is a one-sided system these days that Major League Baseball is looking at, taking all the power away from the minor league affiliates.
You know, we learned about what Major League Baseball wants in a facility, kind of what happened down the road, Kevin, with the Blue Jays in Buffalo, and we think of Pilot Field. It's been a bunch of different names, but the stadium in Buffalo, it's a nice stadium, but not up to Major League specs. And then Major League Baseball comes in and redoes everything. I don't know how familiar you are with Frontier Field, and it might not be a fair question to ask, but you're impartial here. What are your thoughts on our facility and where we may rate in terms of AAA?
You know, here's the thing. When you talk about the facility standards, you know, people assume they're applying to the entire ballpark, and they're really not. They're applying really specifically to the player facilities. And I've been to Frontier Field. I rather like it. You know, I think it's a great place to watch the game. I didn't tour the clubhouses, for instance. So I don't know how they meet the new facility standards, which calls for minimum sizes of clubhouses with kitchenettes and workout spaces and prep spaces for the team, lounges, things like that. I know that the ballpark's been improved in recent years on the player facility side. So I'm not entirely sure, you know, how big a challenge that'll be. A lot of the stuff is just basic cinder block construction. We're not talking about high-end, high-gloss, high-standard stuff here. We're talking about concrete slabs and cinder blocks.
Kevin, timeline this out for us here. I mean, you know, we went an entire season without any minor league baseball. We're thirsty for it. And, you know, with Major League Baseball kind of calling the shots, I'm curious as to what you're hearing and what we could be expecting here. I know that so much of everyday life is kind of held hostage by COVID, but have you heard anything in terms of some dates, a timeline, anything?
The minor league season overall is looking to be starting in early May. Because the what they're talking about right now is running spring training in two shifts so that you don't have masses of players congregating in clubhouses. So spring training will begin in the middle of February on schedule with major league teams as well as some AAA invitees coming into camp at that time. The rest, once they break camp last week of March, for the April 1st season opener, that's when the minor league teams will come in and train. And so they'll have their 4 weeks training and then break camp and then head to their respective cities. So if you're a spring training nut, as I am, you could actually have like an 8 week spring training season, which is just nirvana. and honestly, a lot of operators, and I don't want to speak for the Red Wings, but I'm guessing they're not too verklempt in potentially losing any April dates.
No.
No one really likes April dates.
Right.
So starting the season in early May is actually not a bad idea. Probably should have been done a long time ago.
Kevin, you're a guy that's really dialed in and wired in a city that is just an hour and 10 minutes to the west of us is Buffalo. And it pained me that we had Major League Baseball in Buffalo, and I didn't get to see it. I you couldn't even go on the ramp there. But I'm just curious, do we know if the border is still closed? What are we hearing about the Jays and their status in 2021? And let's say it does end up in Buffalo again. I'm trying to think of the ripple effect there. Like, what do you do with the Bisons? You can't share the same clubhouse, could you? I mean, what are your thoughts on what to do with the Jays all over again here in 2021?
Yeah, it's really early. And I was thinking about that with the announcement today about the Raptors. The Raptors, they're already saying they're going to explore getting back to Toronto as soon as possible, maybe petitioning in early January, depending on the COVID rates go. So I think we're really early to be talking about this. And I think it sort of depends on whether you're looking at a full season shift or just a month shift. I mean, the Blue Jays could, in theory, stay in Dunedin for the month of April if they need to, for instance. So I think it all depends on vaccines and COVID and where the country is at the time.
Kevin, great job chasing this story down, and thank you for enlightening us and spending some time with us. I wanted to make sure you had some time before we let you go to let our audience know where they can read more of your work, because this is great stuff if you're a fan of minor league baseball.
Yeah, ballparkdigest.com. We've been tracking this stuff for, gosh, over a year now, because this was announced just a little over a year now. And we've watched, just a lost season, as you said, this past summer, and a lot of uncertainty within the minor league baseball world. But ballparkdigest.com, we've been covering it daily. We have a tracker there. We had put up Washington as the potential home parent for the Red Wings some time ago. So I'm not entirely sure I took all the discussions very seriously based on the number of players that would have had to agree to it. But go support those Red Wings this year. This has been a rough year for a great organization. So I'll be the lead cheerleader for the Red Wings today.
Well, you know, Kevin, if you ever you stop by, we'll get you a cold one here if you're ever through our neck of the woods once again. And one last question I'll sneak in here, because we were discussing this yesterday, because there are going to be towns in our country that are going to get the short end of the stick here. When does Major League Baseball come down? Do they do this all at once, this announcement? Because I'm guessing if I'm putting my PR hat on, I want to do this on a day where nobody's paying attention. I'd say Black Friday or something like that. What are you hearing as far as when this announcement is going to come down from baseball as far as the official reorganization plan?
Well, they've blown through a couple deadlines already. So the date I'm hearing now is December 1st. And I don't know if it's drop dead or not. We've had some announcements like Trenton, you know, the Yankees dumped Trenton as well as Staten Island. So we've heard about that. They're still making decisions on the final makeup, which is sort of scary that this was, you know, brought before minor league baseball over a year ago, and they still don't have a final game plan. And, it just shows that Major League Baseball sort of bit more than they could chew.
Yeah. Kevin, enjoy your weekend. Thank you so much for the time this afternoon.
Thank you. This is great.
Kevin Reichert, he's the editor of Ballpark Digest, giving us a little bit more color into the Rochester Red Wings' new agreement with the Washington Nationals.
There, you heard it first on ESPN Rochester. A 10-year agreement between the Wings and the Nationals. 10 years. We don't have to worry about this.
Now, I want to go back and check the tape on that, because I want to say it the way that he said it.
Yeah.
It's essentially a licensing agreement.
Right.
Not an affiliation agreement.
Correct.
Okay.
So the Red Wings, yeah, so I should clarify that. You're right. That means that the Red Wings can't get bumped down, that they will be at this level for 10 years. So when you bring up the point, if Richmond gets their act together, all right, at some point the Nationals could say, all right, this is better for us financially. We want to build a fan base in Virginia, blah, blah, blah.
It could get yanked.
Yeah.
I mean,
but that is so far away. They're really
sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, it speaks to, I mean, look, this whole story that Kevin posted today speaks to a need for Rochester to continue to mind its P's and Q's. I mean, nobody's going to take their foot off their gas, and nobody would expect that the Red Wings would all of a sudden not become a class organization.
Well, Naomi Sellman knew what she was doing. When she got into, remember that standoff she got in with Cheryl DeNoffel?
Yes.
And about the upgrades? Okay, we haven't experienced half the upgrades yet because we didn't have a season. But,
yes.
You know, so now there are things out there. You need to keep that facility up to par. There was a bathroom on the third base side that didn't have hot water. The paint was peeling. I mean, there's just basic maintenance stuff that Frontier Field needed.
Well, even beyond that, now you have minor league baseball saying we have specifics that we need you to comply with as well.
And the Twins, when it came to the clubhouse thing, they put their own money into that. So, okay, thank you, Twins. Now the Nationals can kind of enjoy the better clubhouse that I would think would be up to par.
We'll see. Happy hour coming up in a little bit. We'll talk more about this, because I do think Kevin gave us a couple of nice little sound bites there and a couple of tidbits to share with you. Good news for the Rochester Red Wings, of course, with the new parent club, the Washington Nationals. Next, NFL appetizers in the sports bar. Some news and notes from around the NFL that we've got to get to. Today brought to you by Market View Liquor. Market View Liquor can help anyone buy wine like an expert. See hundreds of wines at the all-new MarketViewLiquor.com. Description, rating, and price included. Choose Drizzly, home delivery, curbside pickup, or shop safe at Market View Liquor, Jefferson Road in Henrietta.
Yeah, there's an NFL team out there that will be without its best defensive player because of COVID for this Sunday. So we will fill you in on that. Little bit of a surprise down in New Orleans, as that is certainly something we're tracking. We've got news from the Seahawks game last night and the Dolphins as well. A lot to get to here in appetizers.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth.
So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.